Audible brings your wildest adventures to life, delivering heart-pounding thrills at the touch of a button. Take Richard Osman's The Thursday Murder Club, where four retirees turned amateur sleuths solve crimes in the most unexpected ways, brilliantly performed by Leslie Manville. Ready to unleash your adventurous side? From pulse-racing suspense to epic quests, from supernatural chills to far-off romances, every story comes alive through world-class narration. Explore exclusive Audible originals, chart-topping new releases, and unforgettable bestsellers that transport you from the very first word. Because the next great adventure is just a listen away. Start your free 30-day trial at audible.com/WonderyUK. That's audible.com/WonderyUK.
Fill her up!
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laughter's waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Right, it's noon. That means it's morning to me. It's your old pal, Cousin Zach. Welcome you to another edition of Zach Amico's Morning Zoo here on the Gas Digital Network. It's a mighty fine Monday here in New York City. And sitting across the table from me, from the On the Gate podcast, is our good friend Gio Perez.
What's going on, Zach?
How you doing, pal?
Doing good, man. I've been following the Diddy trial, so I've been having the best time of my life.
Nice. We'll get into it. There's some fun names on that getting called on that. You think Carl Winslow?
Yeah, that one's old. This the new one is Nipsey Hussle, the rapper that got killed. His girlfriend, Lauren London, who was like in that movie Atlanta, she was like an actress. So supposedly like Diddy was fucking her while Nipsey was alive and after Nipsey was alive.
I heard about a guy called The Punisher that was apparently there too.
Oh yeah. I didn't hear too much about that. I
saw
heard
people laughing about it. We'll get into it. All right. And also with us from the Everybody Is Awful podcast, I hate to say a word like legend. But, dude, you've been somebody that's been so influential to me as a Jersey guy and just one of the fucking coolest dudes, Jim Florentine.
I appreciate that, man.
Thank you so much for being here, man.
Absolutely,
I really appreciate
man. Thanks
it.
Thanks for having me.
Fucking, you're the man. Thank you. But, yeah, that did the people, because Mike Myers, we looked at, they might subpoena Mike Myers for this Diddy trial. They said, I guess, because there's a P. Diddy joke in Austin Powers' Goldmember. And they want to know how much he knew that he alluded to it.
What was the Diddy? What was the joke?
He's got a Diddy tattoo on his ass in prison.
Yeah, I mean, those rumors have been going around for years with Diddy.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the same as Cosby, where, like,
Cosby,
everybody knew for fucking
Jeffrey
20
Epstein,
years.
All that, they knew that shit. Yeah.
Everybody knew for 20 years that Cosby fucking...
Yeah.
They did jokes about it on 30 Rock.
Yeah.
Right.
Tracy picked up the phone one time, and they were printed to be built. It was fucking Godfrey. Pretending to be Bill Cosby, and he goes, I ain't gonna forget what you did to my aunt. We got a bunch of silly shit to talk about today. This one is a big deal for me because I'm a huge movie nerd, and I'm about to tell you guys a story you couldn't give a shit about. The Day the Clown Cried. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
It is Jerry Lewis's lost movie.
Oh, okay, I've heard about this, that he didn't want released because it was so bad.
So it is, and you know, I've talked to people that have seen assemblies of it, where they took some footage and then storyboards and kind of like made a schematic of what the movie was. Because he shelved it. And for the people that don't know, it's a story of a clown, an unsuccessful clown, who then gets hired to entertain children in the concentration camps and walk them into the gas chambers. And it's a comedy. And it's like...
hilarious?
Well, here's the thing. They said if it had been 20 years after it had come out, it would be considered a classic dark comedy. But they made it way too close to when the actual Holocaust happened. Like, you got to give it time to... It's like... It would be like it's like, I think if we saw a 9/11 movie, we'd be like, come on.
Right.
It's just like that. Just we know we saw that. We don't need a movie about a thing we watched.
So wait, when did this movie happen?
Yeah, when did they film it?
I want to say this is like 60s, 70s.
And all right,
Shannon, could you get me a date on it?
20, 30 years after.
Yeah, I mean...
1972.
So it's long enough that, you know, most of the people that survived it might still be able to be around to see it.
Oh, I mean, yeah. But now, like, a tragedy happened and the victims are still being in the hospital watching a movie about what just happened.
Yeah, they have a movie coming out about the submarine.
Yeah. It's like within the, they have the
Yeah, well, that was
movie.
Only like four people.
Yeah.
Or six.
Yeah. But yeah, so this is apparently a really, really, really dark movie. Like, it's like Taxi Driver level, kind of weird and dark. And when he saw it, he's like, absolutely not.
So it's like Schindler's List.
But funny.
But with a clown.
Yes.
And instead of trying to help people, he's going the opposite way.
Yeah, he's like, this is the best job I've ever had. Because he's always been unsuccessful. He's like kind of an asshole.
So he's making like balloon animals for kids and yes. Here, take this in with you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's so, probably going to melt.
Yeah. Actually, it's the only thing that survived.
Probably pop first.
Yeah, probably.
you're checking balloon animals for gold teeth?
He's trying to use the air to survive.
Yeah, I don't know.
Can you make me a gas mask, mister?
That's probably not like, you know, I don't even think a kid wants to see a clown right before they're going to die.
Yeah.
They're crying. Their parents have probably just went in there and.
Yeah, because people are scared of clowns.
Yeah.
Maybe but that's just, the other way. You have them at the end of the line. Chase them in. That's what you have a happy clown in the front and a scary clown in the back.
Maybe that's how they lured them in
yeah.
with the clown. Now there's a clown show starting in 15 minutes. Come on in.
Yeah, come on in. What else are you doing?
Wait, now? Why are there no chairs
here? What are you waiting on, lunch? So he says, shelve it. Don't want it to ever come out. But he had made a deal where so many years after his death, the Library of Congress was allowed to screen it only there. Only there. And it was like a very exclusive, like only film historians would be allowed to go. However, we have a gentleman, and Shannon, what country is he in?
He's Swedish.
Swedish. He worked for the film company, and he found out they had and this is 80s, I believe, a VHS of an almost complete cut of it. And him and his friends stole it and made a copy. And he's been sitting on it, waiting for the anniversary to come up where it's now legal to screen. And he's like, I have almost all of it. His boss, who he stole it from, sends him, hey, there was another 6 minutes that you missed, and sends it to him illegally. He goes, now you have the whole movie. So now this whole movie is ready, and he's apparently shopping it around.
So when is it allowed to come out?
I think within, like, this year.
Oh, okay.
Shannon, what did I miss?
No, that's just about everything. I was trying to see. I found, like, a reconstructed version of it on YouTube.
Yeah.
And then I have just like this tiny little clip. I don't know if you want to see a little bit of it.
Yeah, of course.
And he's dead now, so.
Yeah.
He ain't gonna. His family's not gonna fight it.
Awkward, right? He's got barbed wire in his nose.
Wait, so he doesn't even have makeup?
He eventually does.
What is that supposed to be?
It's the ashes and blood.
What is that supposed to be? Well, you see, sir, one of the prisoners used to be a circus clown. Sometimes he gives a sort of show.
All right, that tonally.
That was eerie, man.
That was A, eerie as fuck. B, it's one of those things where, like, and this is the 70s, so all you knew about people was their persona from the movies.
Yeah.
There were people like, new Jerry Lewis movie. Fucking sign me up. Oh, I am ready to laugh.
Right, that was his prime.
That would have crushed him.
Yeah.
He would have been an embarrassment. But then the funny thing is, they basically made this movie. Life is Beautiful by Roberto Benigni.
Yeah, Villa Bella.
Yeah, is essentially this movie.
And that guy, I think, might have won an Oscar.
They won an Oscar,
yeah.
People have said, had they waited 10 to 15 years to make this, tonally, because it's shot like a comedy.
How did Jerry Lewis have the power to stop this from being released?
I think he paid for it.
Okay, he did it on his own then.
Yeah, it was
That's the only way, because the movie company's not going to listen to him if he doesn't like the
No, they always, they've done it to a ton of people. They take the movie away from you.
Yeah.
Tons of directors have lost their own movie in the edit.
Yeah.
The only, the most fucked, this is so metal. You ever heard of Alejandro Jodorowsky? He did El Topo, Santa Sangre. They're like weird Mexican art films.
Okay.
Have you ever seen the Marilyn Manson video for Man That You Fear?
Yeah.
That's the movie El Topo.
Okay.
And he has a movie, and he's fucking bonkers. Like, he's got a movie where there's a parade of skin lambs crucified. And that's just a scene in the movie. They don't talk right. about it. There's just, that's just what it cuts to. He had a movie, and the distributor was like, hey, this is too weird. We can't put this out. We got to re-edit this. He took all the film in front of them, had a meeting, and burnt it. And said, if you don't release my movie, there is no movie.
Wow.
Believe it or not, hard to work with.
Jesus Christ.
He was supposed to make Dune before
the original Dune.
Lynch made it, yeah.
Wow.
Because there was a version of Dune he was working on. Because my film professor in college was a PA on it. And he said it was impossible. It was never going to happen. But yeah, I'm excited. This is a movie, because people ask if I want to do it on my movie show, but I don't think it would be fun. I think I would have to do it more for like a fax version than like, I don't know if I can make fun of it. I think it might be too much of a bummer.
Wait, those gas chambers didn't look like that. Wait, why are there no
I mean, sure. We found some humor in it pretty quick.
You got to find right. like two Holocaust deniers and watch it with them.
But yeah, and apparently, I mean, Jerry Lewis was supposedly the worst.
Oh, yeah. Off screen or whatever like that. He was a monster to yeah. everybody.
Real nasty.
Yeah.
Is that one of the guys, he was part of the Rat Pack?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Dean Martin, yeah. Jerry Dean Lewis, Jerry, yeah.
Right. He left his kids, all of his kids out of his will. He gave money. I think he gave all the money to, like, I forget what it was. Something really stupid just to fuck his kids when mm-hmm. he died.
Yeah, he seemed like a real nasty
like
dude.
To a cat or something like that. Just to screw him even
Jack,
more.
Jack, can you look up what Jerry Lewis left his money to? He seems like a real, the meanest shit I've heard about him. Have you heard of Sammy Petrillo?
I don't know.
So there was a professional Jerry Lewis impersonator. It was a kid named Sammy Petrillo. And that's what he did. He would go do vaudeville, and he had a Dean Martin with him, and they would do their act. And somebody brings him on stage at a Jerry Lewis show. And this is like, you know, 40s, 50s, I believe. And he does it, kills. And Jerry Lewis is like, dude, you're great at that. Never fucking do it again. And he's like, what? He's like, I will blacklist you from every theater in this country if you go up there and do me.
Wow.
So he kept doing it to the point where there's movies with fake Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin. When they couldn't get them, they would just hire, I think it's Sammy and something. Their famous movie is Bela Lugosi Meets a Brooklyn Gorilla. And it's supposed to be Jerry and Dean meet Bela Lugosi.
Wow.
It's great. It's almost like Bill Maher and Kyle Dunnigan.
Yes.
And Howard Stern back in the day used to always go after Jerry Lewis.
Yeah.
Spent hours on him. It was great.
Oh, yeah, because he was so fucking mean to people.
Yeah, because he'd do the telethon every uh-huh. Labor Day weekend. And he was always mean to all the acts. It would be go for like, you know, three straight days.
Yeah.
And he'd be all mean to these acts if they weren't good. You could see it on his face. You know, and they're donating their time. Was and he's doing, still being a prick.
Was he doing freak offs too, like Diddy?
I don't know about that.
No, I think he just got off on. I think
didn't he marry like a 13-year-old, 15-year-old girl? Wasn't he married to like
you're
a
thinking
younger?
Of Jerry Lee Lewis,
oh,
the guy who
okay.
set up Great
right.
Balls of Fire.
All right.
But you know what? That's a good poll.
I'm dyslexic with names.
No, that's pretty good. That's a pretty easy one.
Wait, was it a 13-year-old?
Yeah, he married a pretty
it's
young
his cousin,
cousin,
right?
Yeah.
Something, yeah.
Oh, wow.
They got
to,
you know, that happens every
yeah,
now and then.
Keep it in the family.
That is true.
Nothing wrong with it.
Especially if you like, you know, when you got rich, you keep the money in the family.
Hey, guys, real quick. I know when you look at me, your first thought is, I bet this guy knows what a milkshake tastes like. And I do. Huel is the reason you've got time for breakfast and can make it to work on time. Huel's a complete meal in a bottle. It's high in protein, low in sugar, and packed with all the nutrients your body needs. Their ready-to-drink meal in a bottle is crazy. It's got 35 grams of protein plus 27 vitamins and minerals. Whatever you're up to, Huel's going to make sure you're fueled up. If that's not enough, Huel comes in both chocolate and vanilla. And seriously, guys, it tastes just like a milkshake. Start saving time and money without compromising your nutrition today. With this exclusive offer for new customers, you get 15% off using the code ZOO, Z-O-O, at Huel, H-U-E-L.com. That's 15% off for new customers using my exclusive code ZOO at Huel.com. Please see our description for the terms and conditions. Skip the stress, but not the nutrition. Try Huel today for complete nutrition bottled. Now let's get back into the show. Janet, can we see the a quick trailer for Bela Lugosi Meets a Brooklyn Gorilla? No problem. Take your time. It's terrible. It's old, like junkied out Bela Lugosi.
Right.
Like, have you ever seen Ed Wood?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bela Lugosi was a morphine addict basically by the end of his life.
Cool.
And like just real strung out, like mental asylum, strung out.
I've been there before.
And yeah, he had to go away for a while. So those movies he's making towards the end are tough. Yeah, here it is.
Oh, and that's 1940 heroin. That's like pure shit. That's him?
That's Sammy Petrillo doing Jerry Lewis. Okay,
bang. He even looks like him.
Which one of you talk a native language?
And then they just found a drunk guinea to put next to him. Right. Sammy and Duke.
How old is he? He looks young.
Duke Mitchell and Sammy Petrillo turn an island paradise into the zaniest madhouse in the seven seas. Charlita puts a gleam in Duke Mitchell's eye.
I'm not going to make you guys.
That's a trailer?
Yeah, that's what trailers used to be like. Just the whole movie.
Yeah.
While a man spoke over it.
I mean, some of the trailers are like that now. You watch the trailer and be like, all right, I already know what's going to happen. What's the fucking point of watching this shit?
Yeah, but then when you see a comedy now and none of the jokes are in the trailer, and you're like, oh, thank God. They didn't blow the whole fucking... Yeah. Like, that's what I loved about Hereditary.
What's that?
The horror movie with the little girl that clicked. The crazy mom. It was Ari Aster movie, and... my former co-host watched the first 20 minutes and turned it off, and he goes, that was all the shit from the trailer. And I'm like, yeah. I was like, what do you think happens for the next hour? And he's like, oh, shit. Should I keep watching? I'm like, yeah. If everything in the trailer is in the first 20 minutes, I bet there's a pretty big fucking twist. Have you seen Hereditary?
No, but my friend just went and saw Mission Impossible yesterday because, yeah, I'm going to see it. I go, look, I don't want to blow it for you. I didn't see it, but I have a feeling he's going to live at the end.
Yeah, I bet he makes it.
Yeah, I have a feeling. Like, he says he wants to end it, just end, then die. That kills off the whole series. He said this is the last one. He should die at the end.
I've heard people say that he wants to die in a stunt. Because basically, he writes out those stunts.
Right. Supposedly, he was on a plane in this one.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah, and it was like those Red Baron planes.
I've heard people say that he might have a fantasy to be killed doing one of them. And then that's like his last movie.
That'd be a good way to go out.
Because he's fucking... You want to talk about a fucking crazy person. So, I always say this.
He keeps the shit quiet, though.
Yeah, he's very... Well, I think there's a lot of NDAs.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But, like, his life is so weird. So, like, Dana Gould told the story once that he was sitting in his office on one of the lots writing. And next door, Tom Cruise had an audition. And he pulls in on a motorcycle... Parks facing the building, two Hummers behind him, park on either side. Security walks him in, and then just a guy sits on the bike, pulls it out, and parks it with the ass towards the building so that when he gets out, he can jump on it and take off and look cool. Like, shit like that. Like,
yeah.
Did you see the thing with, they did a screening of Mission Impossible, and he met with the AMC employees, and he's like, now I need you to have a lot of popcorn. I myself have two large bags of popcorn per film. And he eats like, not a bird, but it's Nick Kroll did this once. He called it the 70s movie eater, where you're like, make these big exaggerated motions. So basically, like, he's eating popcorn like this. Like,
Oh, he's doing one of them. Right.
It's fucking, but it's not the way a human eats.
Yeah.
And it just makes me like, he hasn't been connected to the world in ever.
And he probably doesn't even eat popcorn like that, but he
I'm in the movie theater,
so I'm going to
pretend. And I'm going to act like a human.
Yeah.
Yeah, he knows people are watching him. He knows that people are looking over, so he's just like, ah, I'm on the spot right now. Try to act like I'm not a, like an alien or some shit. You know?
Yeah, when the whole thing is aliens. But...
Yeah.
Shan, do you have him eating? Could you Google Tom Cruise at the pot? It's fucking so... It is exactly. It's like an alien put on a human suit. And went popped corn. Tom Smithers, you know?
He leaves
I heard he was going to the theaters and watching it.
Yeah, and he was like,
talking to people afterwards.
Yeah, souping people up, yeah.
And as soon as he left, he ripped his mask off and it was this fucking alien under.
At the end of the film, all that stuff, and appreciate that as well. Now, we are celebrating Tom Cruise at the BFI for the entire films across the BFI. South Bank and the BFI.
Well, he's being presented an award.
He's just done a fantastic conversation event at the BFI South Bank. I'm sure some of you are in there, but sorry if you missed it. It will be going on our BFI YouTube channel at some point. And tomorrow night, we are awarding Tom Cruise.
He's eating like he's being watched.
Yeah, he doesn't eat popcorn.
He saw people recording him. He's like, oh,
yeah.
Camera's on.
And that's his prop. I'm in a movie theater, so get me a popcorn.
Yeah, exactly. It's how do I look busy?
Yeah. Yep, exactly. Maybe a Coke, too.
Yeah.
But he's got the pop. He has to have the bag of popcorn.
Also, too, like, at first he's eating it like a little fucking chipmunk, and he knows that he's being watched, so now he has to be cool. Like, yeah.
Yeah, like, it's very performative.
Yeah. But I watched the new one. They're pretty good. I watched all of them. It's the same shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a threat against the world of the country. Then Tom comes in. He's like, "Oh, I'm gonna save the day, but I'm gonna risk the entire world to save one person." Like even and at the end, he ends up saving the world anyways. It's the same. Every movie is exactly the same.
Yeah, I can't go see those movies.
Yeah, I watched
them. Predictable. I can't. It just takes me out of it. I'm like, this is just a waste of time.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you. Fast and the Furious has got me hooked. Those are so they're so bad. They abandon their own logic so hard that it just gets like how much bigger could the... They were DVD player thieves in the first one that worked at a chop shop.
Right.
At no point have they gone to school
right.
in the series. There wasn't Fast and the Furious Harvard, okay?
Yeah.
Now they can control space stations.
Yeah.
They're like hacking into the mainframe and flying spaceships. They were stealing DVDs 9 years ago.
And wait, how many are they up to now? How
10.
Many? 10.
And then they
That's got to be the longest franchise.
No. Besides the Star Wars
stuff is probably more than 10, right?
Yeah. Mainstream, yeah. No, there's a lot of the witchcraft movies. Friday the 13th might be it. Well, yeah, because Jason X and then there's two more.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
Yeah, there's a few horror ones that go pretty hard.
Yeah, they remake a horror every 2 years. It's like, all right, we're going to remake Jason. We're going to remake Freddy. They remake Chucky.
But yeah, fucking... Fast Furious does this thing that I love where they retcon. So they'll show a scene from one of the earlier movies and then just pan. And you find out another celebrity had been there that we just didn't meet in the other movies. So we're like, also, my brother Jason Momoa was here. And then another movie and we're like, also, we were being watched by your brother, John Cena. And it's just how many celebrities they could, like Pete Davidson, like anybody famous will just walk into it.
Yeah. That's what Mission Impossible is.
Yeah.
They take the hottest actors of the time, the best, they always change the CIA director to like this type, to be like Lawrence Fishburne. Now all of a sudden it's Angela Bassett. It's all the top actors. The only good thing about that movie was, especially the last one, is they made AI the villain. And like, you know, when you watch Terminator, The Matrix, you're like, oh, that scared you a little bit. This really fucked with my head because it was showing, I don't want to like ruin the movie too much, but it's just like AI breaching security all across the world.
I gotcha.
And like distorting reality, basically. And they're like, oh, whoever controls AI controls the truth. And that started fucking with my head because I'm like, you know.
How high were you?
I'm really high.
All right.
Yeah.
The other thing they do in those movies, I feel like those...
But I'm not crazy, Jim. I'm telling
no,
you.
No, I get it. I get it.
Those kind of movies are scary. The big paycheck for somebody who just won an Oscar. So, like, Christoph Waltz. Nobody knew who he was. He does Inglourious Bastards. It's fucking huge hit. He's got to be a villain. And then, of course, he's a villain in fucking these kind of movies.
Yeah.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah.
You win an Oscar, then you do usually a bad action movie and a kid's movie.
Mm-hmm.
And they always suck dick.
And he did do something. He did an action. Wasn't he in some...
Christoph Waltz had a couple. He was
I'm talking about Philip Seymour Hoffman.
He was in Mission Impossible.
Yeah, he was in one of the Mission Impossible.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
Mission Impossible 3.
He was... Do you ever see Happiness? Him in Happiness?
I fucking love that movie.
One of my favorite... Probably my top three best movies of all time.
Dude, I talk about Happiness so fucking much.
I love
it. It just came out on Steelbook. Because it's never been on Blu-ray before.
Oh, really? Okay.
And, dude, it's...
What's that about?
So it's Todd Solondz. It's a Todd Solondz movie, and it's the easiest way to say it. It's three sisters and their shitty lives, and it gets as dark fucking gets.
So it's like a drama movie?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's a black. It's labeled a black comedy.
All right,
but. Dude,
Just one line, like the father is molesting like kids on his son's baseball team. They're like 12 or 13.
Oh, I'm in. Let's do this.
And when he finds out, the kid finds out, he's like, "Dad," you know, he's all bummed out. He's like, "Dad, would you fuck me?" And he goes, "No, son. I'd probably just jerk you off." I was laughing in the movie theater. People were looking at me like, "What?" One guy goes, "What are you laughing at?" It was one of the greatest lines ever. No, I'd probably just jerk you off.
Shit.
Dude, that's the movie. Dude, Philip Seymour Hoffman plays
Oh, I thought when you meant black comedy, I thought like Lunel.
No, Monique. It was not. It's not Medea's Happiness. Trust me.
No,
it's Precious. I was like, isn't she molest her daughter?
Philip Seymour Hoffman plays a lewd phone caller.
Yeah.
And what he does is he comes on the wall and pastes your phone number onto the wall with cum.
And that's how I used to hang pictures in jail. Oh, my cum.
And it's his best role. It's that and Boogie Nights.
Oh, Boogie Nights.
Yeah, he was a creep. He was the one, he's like, "Yo, let me see you jerk off in front of me."
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm an idiot. I'm a big fat idiot.
Oh,
and this, he calls,
when he's crying on the drive, "I'm a fucking idiot. Yeah. I'm a fucking idiot."
Yeah.
In Happiness, he calls this fat lady and he goes, "I'm going to come in your fucking ears."
<I know>. Well, he killed it in Red Dragon, too. That's the first time I've seen him.
Before the Devil Knows You're Dead, he's great in, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, he's awesome in that. And that movie where he's huffing. Shit, that one. That was pretty good.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Oh, let's not forget he coined the phrase sharded in movie Along Came Polly.
I did not know that.
Yeah. That's the first time I've ever heard that. And then it became popular after that. Because he's like, sharded? He's like, "What's that?" He's like, "When you fart and shit a little bit."
American Horror Story taught me the term negress.
Negress?
That was my favorite. Kathy Bates is complaining about the one of the slaves. And she was... "This hot-headed negress." But yeah, if you haven't seen Happiness, it's the fucking shit. It's John Lovitz.
I'm checking it out after that.
Philip
I love John
Seymour
Lovitz.
Hoffman.
Oh, that's right. John Lovitz is
John
it.
Lovitz
yeah.
opens
yeah.
it. The dad from Trick or Treat is the pedophile.
Mm-hmm. It's so great.
Oh, dude, he's so... It's... Dude, there's a scene where he's buying, like, little kid magazines. And he's outside of a baseball practice jerking off in the car. And he's a principal. He's like a principal or a teacher. So.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It's fucking.
And he's making like sandwiches or desserts. I forget what it is for the kids that are staying over. His friends, the little boys. Yeah. So he's in the kitchen, dosing them.
Yeah, it's. And he gets caught not at the end of the movie.
Holy shit.
He gets caught within the plot of the movie.
Yeah.
And you got to sit in it.
Yeah. I love it.
Is this PG-13?
I'm gonna watch it again tonight. Yeah. No,
it's PG-13. It's R. Oh, it's R? Oh.
Yeah,
I went and saw that in the theater when it came out because I was a big fan of Welcome to the Dollhouse.
Yeah.
That Todd did. So, and Happiness is just another level. Welcome to Dollhouse was good, but Happiness blows it away.
Yeah, we used to call the girl from Welcome to the Dollhouse Wiener Dog.
Wiener Dog, yeah.
Because then she showed up in Hostel 2.
Yeah,
and she's Randy's sister in Scream 3.
Mm.
And then Randy's kids in the later Scream, Randy's nieces and nephews are like 7 feet tall and black. So Wiener Dog was getting it, man. Wiener Dog was getting fucking pumped out.
Yeah, should I be high when I watch this movie?
I wouldn't watch it with your girl.
No, yeah, it's yeah.
Not my daughter either. Not the kids.
Not unless you're trying to tell her something.
Hey, yeah,
no. Baby, listen to this cautionary tale.
There's some movies I have accepted that Mrs. Amico is not going to sit through. Devil's Rejects she can't do, and that's my favorite movie. And then Bone Tomahawk, really, like, there's something. It's already hard enough to get a chick to sit through a Western, like a real Cowboys and Indians type thing.
Right.
And then Bone Tomahawk. Have you seen?
No.
Dude, Bone Tomahawk. So it's Kurt Russell. It's pretty. It's the last couple years. There is a village or whatever, Old West, new sort of town, Indian invasion, kidnap somebody's wife. They got to go save her. But it's in a timeline where the Indians are already, like, done with us. Like, they're our friends already. And so the Indians in the movie wear, like, suits with, like, bolo ties. And they have, like, braided hair and speak English. And they're like, those are not of our people. They are cannibals. You do not venture into their territory. And the Indians are so fucked. They all have their voice boxes taken out. And they have, like, scream whistles. So they only, like, make, like, those big scream sounds.
Yeah.
And it is 2 hours of them trudging to go and find this village as they're dying. You know, they're dying of exposure. And then when they get there, boy, do they lose.
Oh, really?
They lose fantastically, and it takes forever. And they all watch everybody. And I mean, like, they vivisect the guy, so they cut him with a tomahawk upside down, so asshole first, and then they take somebody's canteen, put it in the fire, and then shove it through their stomach.
Oh,
oh boy, it's great! It's the same guy who made Brawl in Cell Block 99.
Okay,
wait, and you would watch Irreversible with your wife?
No.
All right, I was about to say.
I showed him Irreversible, the French rape revenge movie.
Yeah.
And he wasn't ready for it.
No, that was not. He's like, yo, you guys been to jail. You might be ready for a 15-minute rape scene. You don't even have that long in jail to rape somebody. And this guy was just raping somebody in public.
Hey, guys, if your dick has been trying to take a personal day when you needed to be clocked in, it's time to check out Hims ED. Hims is changing the game when it comes to men's health care. They provide access to affordable sexual health care treatments that you can get from the comfort of your home. They've got a huge range of doctor-trusted options like Viagra, Cialis, chewable tablets, and generics, all for up to 95% off. You don't even need insurance. Pay one low price and get the whole thing from initial treatments to ongoing care. Quit waiting for a miracle and check out Hims already. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/zoo. That's HIMS.com/ZOO for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/zoo. The featured products include compounded products which are not approved nor verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality by the FDA. Prescription required. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Let's get back into the show, huh? I exposed Gio to white culture recently.
Yeah.
Gio, do you want to tell him about it?
Oh, Lucky, what was it called?
Lucky 13.
Lucky 13, that go-go bar in Brooklyn.
I took him to the biker bar I drank at.
Oh, yeah?
And it was, I think, culture shock.
Yeah, because I've never been to, like, that, like, a biker bar and not sell coke.
Yeah.
So just there hanging out, like, recreational. But the funny thing is, there's these hot girls, but then he's like, you know, you got to be careful because some of these guys, you know, date these girls. And I'm like, okay, well, you set me up now? Because he set me up to get beat up.
No, sometimes, I always say it's a great place to hang out, but always look in the parking lot. And if the parking lot's all bikes,
yeah,
maybe go across the street and have a few drinks.
It's a strip club too, though?
It's a go-go bar.
Okay.
So they're on the, I mean, they're on you. Like, you're sitting at their feet.
Yeah.
And it's G-strings and pasties.
Okay. Old school. You give them a dollar. Come around, they get...
Yeah, perfect. But I mean, straight up, like, throw a fiver at them, butt in your face twerking, and it's nothing but metal.
Oh. fucking great.
So, like, you can hear Motorhead from down the street when you pull up in a car.
Wow.
We've done a ton of events there with the movie with Troma. It's the fucking... Jim, you would fucking love it.
I got to check
And
that
I took
out.
Him there because he... First of all, you were shocked there wasn't a cover.
Yeah.
To see naked ladies.
Yeah. One, it was just almost out in the open. Like, you could just kind of walk by in the street, look in, and there's just titties bouncing on the bar.
Yeah.
And there was one girl who was super hot, man. I was like, oh, I fell in love with her just watching her.
And there's no green room, like, for the girls.
Also, they just hang out.
So yeah, they just all sit at the end of the bar in their sweatshirts. And then it's that thing that I know everybody says. You see a new one walk in. Like, you're about to leave.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm done. And then you see a new one walk in like, the dumpy clothes.
Yeah.
And you're like... Oh, I got to see her naked. I guess I'm here for another hour.
Yeah.
They always come in like they're dressed like the homeless.
Yeah.
The biggest sweatshirt, the biggest sweats, hair pulled back.
I've heard you have this conversation.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's the reason I stayed a little long, because I'm like, I'm going to go in for a drink and then head out, because it's already like 2 in the morning. And then he tells me, he's like, yeah, there's other girls that dance. And I saw that, the most beautiful girl in my life.
She was really, really beautiful.
She had like a baggy t-shirt, and I saw the string from the bikini like sticking out. And I'm like, I'll wait till she goes up,
yeah,
and then I'll leave. And
you're right there.
Yeah. And I was not disappointed, because when I saw her body was amazing. There's too many tattoos though, but.
Yeah, well, that's a personal preference.
Yeah. I don't mind, you know, that. I can, it's just the more being.
I'll do a short version of the story. That's the bar. So I go to that bar quite a bit. That is where I like to drink. And a couple years ago, on Valentine's Day, me and my chick had a heart-shaped pizza. She's a teacher. She goes to bed early. I didn't have shit the next day. My buddy Doug calls me, and he's like, because he had a production bus. He's like, the bus froze. I can't move the car to the morning, so I'm at Lucky's. He's like, I don't have any money, but I'm here with a girl, and she's dancing. And she's been giving me the money for drinks. He's like, do you want to meet me here? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be there in a fucking second.
Sounds good.
Go right over. It's dead. There's maybe 7 people there. And the girl dancing is a girl that we know who has appeared in some films. And at the time, I think, was having recreational fun times with my buddy. And this goblin woman, and she's very beautiful, but just the personality of a troll creature. And she orders, well, first of all, she's crawling across the bar, and it's a girl bartender who hates her because her pussy keeps falling out the back of her thong. And this girl's got some meat. And the bartender, I see her go, hey, listen, sweetie, if the cops come in here and see that your vagina's showing, we're going to lose our liquor license. You know, that's really illegal. And you shut the whole bar down. I'm going to have to ask you to try and, you know, keep yourself tucked in. But she does it real nice.
Yeah.
And this fucking troll woman goes, oh, so you're shaming me for my large outer labia? And then start going to each person. She goes, can you see my pussy? Can you? And we're like, yeah.
I didn't know it was illegal to have a fat pussy.
So she's screaming. She's a monster.
Right.
She orders jalapeno poppers. They have a fryer there because God is good. She orders jalapeno poppers, sits between me and Doug, not in the seat, on the bar, like a gargoyle. Like, so she's got her knees up and her hands on the bar, and she's eating jalapenos. And she looks down at me, and in a sentence that I cannot explain why this is, my dad has been sober for 40 years. My dad does not go out and do anything. My dad kayaks. Like, he's a health nut. My dad does not partake in nightlife. This gargoyle woman, who's, by the way, got to be in her late 20s, early 30s, goes, are you Paul's son? And I was like, yeah. She goes, I know your dad's friend, Kenny. That never is a good sentence. That sentence has never been followed with a compliment.
Right.
I know your dad's friend, Kenny, has never been followed with excellent cardiologist. If you have, if your dad has a friend named Kenny, Kenny is up to no good.
Right.
Yeah.
So this girl also dated a guy we knew who sold drugs. So now I have to make the call the next day. Pop, why does the coke whore on the bar at the biker bar I go to know you and Kenny, who I've known since I'm four. And he goes, and he describes her, and I go, yeah. And he goes, everybody come here. Zach found Kenny's old girlfriend.
Oh.
And apparently this girl was visiting my dad's friend in the hospital after he had had a heart attack, and the wife caught her taking his credit cards.
Really?
To buy herself shit while she was in the hospital. And my dad's like, we haven't seen that girl in years. How's she doing?
How the hell did she know you, recognize you?
Because I guess when she knew, they were hanging out and I was mentioned because she wanted to do movies.
Oh, okay.
And they showed her one of my trailers.
Right.
And then she knew me through that.
How old is she?
Like in her 30s.
Damn.
But it was just, it was such
was
an
Kenny
uncomfortable.
Kenny dating her when she was 12?
No, Kenny was probably dating her a couple years before.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But they just such a, are you Paul? Oh, no. Why? This can't be good. So, Jim, I have a game specifically I picked out for you today. So I am obsessed with a website called The Long and Short of It. Have you heard of it?
No.
So, Shannon, if you want to bring it up.
I don't want to share any of this stuff yet, though.
No, you just bring up the front page, though.
Okay.
So this is an old website. This is like from the 2000s. And it is groupies rating rock stars' performances in bed. And they have every fucking band from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s on here.
This is Metal Sludge?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because I know that supposedly Sebastian Bach's marriage got blown up because of this site.
Yes.
Or something. Yeah.
Yes.
Because they were talking about, all these girls were talking about how they were fucking him, and his wife saw it and put the timeline together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what we have is we have a couple.
They got the Billboard charts of cock.
Yeah. What we have is a couple rock stars, and I figured you guys and me, we could guess if they got a good or a bad performance review.
All right, yeah.
Sound fun?
Yeah.
All right.
So by the actually, way, yeah, I'm going to steal this for rappers.
Yeah, please. Yeah. Oh, Eminem's on there.
Oh, is he?
We should do it for comics. They should have one for comics.
I think they do. It's called fucking Female Comics Private Messages.
Yeah, true.
There's like 10 different group chats.
Yeah, that was just said, dude. That was one of the microscenes and one of the funniest things ever. He's like, what did female comics do all day before screenshots were invented?
Oh, they used to have notebooks.
Yeah.
They had composition notebooks they pass around.
So before we do that, let's actually get plugs out of the way. So we teased a bit, Shannon. Look at that, like real radio. Gio, what do you want people to check out?
Check out my podcast, On the Gate, right here on Gas Digital. Check it out for bonus content. Subscribe. I will be in Atlantic City this Wednesday. This comes out today, right?
Yep.
I'll be in Atlantic City this Wednesday at 8 o'clock at Atlantic City Comedy Club. Come check that out.
Very cool. Mr. Florentine?
Check out my podcast, Everybody is Awful. Comes out every Monday. And if you're over in England, me and Jim Norton are doing a little tour over there. London, Manchester, Birmingham, before we see the last Black Sabbath show.
Oh, that's awesome.
End of June, early July, so.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really sick. Good for you guys. Hey, if you want to see me on the road, go to punchup.live/ZachAmico. I have a bunch of dates I'm going to be plugging very soon. I'm doing a tour of the South. And as always, from now till whenever, I'm on tour with the Insane Clown Posse, calling Juggalo Championship Wrestling. So if ICP has any dates near you, check out and see if JCW is going to be there, and come say hi, and I really appreciate it. If you love the show, go to GasDigital.com today, use the promo code ZOO, and you get $1.50 off a month. You get episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get access to the archives, thousands of episodes of a bunch of your favorite podcasts, and you get access to the live chat. And thank you to the live chat very much today for being the coolest. And I appreciate you guys very, very much. There's a nice picture of a lady with a fat pussy and a butt plug in. All right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. All right, Shannon, let's get some of these rock. Tell us a rock star.
Let's guess these cocks.
First one is.
Man, I make everything gay.
Lane Staley from Alice in Chains.
Alice in Chains. Tall, thin guy. I'm thinking packing heat.
So their groupies are just.
They're describing
dick size.
Dick size and performance.
I just want to say, by the way, not everyone likes, just they give like their overall, not everyone says like exactly their penis size.
Okay.
I would say probably not good. Heroin addict.
Yeah.
Depressed.
Yeah,
he's probably not getting a full. He's probably got like a soggy six. He's never getting a full erection. He's not really into it. I don't see that guy being like an animal in bed.
Yeah, I would say big piece, but probably, yeah, can't.
Yeah, just kind of going through the
motions.
Kind
of a bummer.
Sex is the last thing he wants. He'd rather be drugs and fucking drinking and doing whatever.
Yeah. Sounds similar?
No, I'm going to guess big piece, but like what he said, he can't get hard, but because he's gay. I think he's closet. So he fucks women and it's bad for them because he would rather be with a dude.
Really?
Yeah. Because
right.
Just the way his like his face looks.
Right? He's got a gay face?
He has a gay face. Like, show the picture again.
That might be heroin.
That is kind of close. Look at that.
Yeah, he never. I mean, that's like the best picture of him ever.
Yeah, yeah, that's
like
very...
if he was on a dating profile, that'd be his first picture.
Yeah.
And then you go to the third one, you see what he really looks like.
Oh, yeah. All right, so Shannon, tell us about Mr. Staley.
Okay, so groupies say Alice in Chains lead singer Layne Staley is described as having a 3 to 4 inch penis and a sexual disappointment.
Get the fuck out! All right,
so wrong.
But sexual
right
disappointment. Yeah.
Well.
3 to 4 inches. Damn.
Yeah, he doesn't get far down in the hole.
Yeah.
He's not the man in the box. He's the man barely in the box.
Oh, I have a funny story about that song. I'll tell you off air. Because it is incriminating to people I know.
All right.
Damn, I wish I knew rock to make these references.
Oh, yeah.
There's a wrestler in the company I work for called Stephen Flo. And he's just Eddie Vedder.
Right.
But he goes, Stephen Flo. And he's hilarious. And I literally, you just see me as he's coming out Googling fucking Pearl Jam songs so I can make a new reference.
Right.
So that all I do is the same joke every week.
Oh, okay, right. That's great.
But Stephen Flo rules. He tags with Cocaine, who's Kane from WWE, but a coke dealer. All right. Billy Joe from Green Day. This guy does not give me big dick energy.
He's probably into kinky stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say he'd be like, or he might like to get pegged.
I would say average with a Prince Albert.
See, all these pop punk guys give me the impression that they want to maintain the married thing. So I think a lot of the pop punk guys are like, you can blow me. I remember reading that about Blink-182 once, where they were like, I'm married, I don't fuck, but I guess you could, but like, my wife, like,
right.
Which definitely the wife doesn't, but like, that's the compromise they've made in their head morally.
Yeah.
I've heard that about like certain famous comics, like they're fine, like when they're on the road, only head, they can't, no penetration.
That's nice of them.
Yeah, it's pretty, I mean, when you make like $100 million,
that's funny. Like if you're a female, you're married to a female comic. I get my pussy eaten and that's it.
Yeah,
I don't do anything else.
I just suck.
I'm not sucking
dick.
A dick, and he's not putting it inside me. But he eats my I get my pussy eaten, so that's all right, right? That's not cheating.
Yeah. No, the only woman that's fine with that is a woman that is clinging to you for the money.
Yeah.
And doesn't have a way of getting most of it.
No safety net.
Yeah, she doesn't have the divorce option. She she's out of options.
Yeah.
All right, so Billy Joe, I'm gonna say wife guy, but we'll get blown. Shannon?
Green Day frontman Billy Joe Armstrong has the smallest penis of any rock star we know. Billy's little Willie is only about 3 inches.
Jesus, man.
All right. Well, you know what? This ain't going great.
I thought all these guys were packing.
Maybe they're making up for something. Maybe it's a different... I think it's the type of rock star you are.
Maybe
like Sebastian
Lee.
Bach used to be able to tie his penis in a knot. That's what he'd do. That was
like
his
a cherry
thing.
Stem.
Yeah, and then he would always do a helicopter. He'd be swinging around at a party and shit like that. Yeah, he was very proud of that.
Hey, baby, you want to see the pretzel?
They say Andy Dick used to do the wristwatch a lot. Wrap his dick around his wrist and walk up to people and go, you know what time it is?
Oh, that's funny.
The comedian Andy Dick?
Yeah.
God damn.
That's funny.
All right, now we got Lars Ulrich from Metallica. Now I feel like I remember one thing about this one. If I'm right, uncut.
Probably because he's from Denmark. So he's Danish. So it's probably, yeah, he's probably uncut. I'd say like selfish. He probably just wants a blowjob. He doesn't want to fuck. That's what I'm thinking.
I don't think we're going to have three baby dicks back to back. So I'm going to think he's probably packing and he's putting it down. I think he's packing and he's putting it down.
With his personality, I feel like he can only have a little dick or a big dick. Like he either has a little dick and he's compensating, or he has a huge dick and couldn't possibly give a fuck. Yeah. Shannon?
Metallica drummer Lars Ulrich is, quote, unforgiven for being a sexual disappointment. One groupie had him, one groupie who had him said his technique is wham bam thank you ma'am, and Lars sometimes has trouble getting up his uncircumcised penis.
Oh shit, he called it.
Yep.
That's coke, I think. Coke.
And yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, because I was going to have her put Manson on here, but obviously the Manson is just, no, he's on coke all the time.
He's sober now for like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it's better now. But
yeah.
I mean, in the days of,
oh yeah,
yeah, it's pretty.
But he's like 6'6", right?
No,
isn't he tall?
He's like 6'2", something.
Yeah,
like
he
that.
Wears big boots and
yeah.
Okay. I think it's more of like those are stilts, Gio. That's a big podium.
6'1".
Oh shit.
Yeah, he was a tiny music journalist from Florida named Brian.
Oh. I thought he was in the Wonder Years.
Well, that was his. So he was a music journalist. Then he made the band, and all the first articles about his band were by Brian Warner, and about how big of a deal this band was going to be.
Yeah,
those were all Brian Warner articles. So he kind of created his own, and it's brilliant. But yeah, they were also just like a psychedelic rock band on that first album, which is very good. All right, Hexum, Nick Hexum from 311. Very in shape.
Yeah, he's.
I bet if you're in that good shape, you probably also want to make sex a performance.
Yeah, definitely. He's lasting long. He's satisfying him, and probably like a average penis, but amazing in bed.
Yeah, definitely looks at himself in the mirror. He definitely has a lot of
the
mirrors.
Patrick Bateman.
Yeah.
All right, Shannon.
He definitely flexes. Like.
Okay, so this. This isn't written correctly. This is what one lady had to say about lead singer Nick Hexum. Quote, I had a roommate who used to sleep with Nick in 1998. Every time she was with him, she would walk really funny for the rest of the day. He had a big dick and would go on for hours. She said he was a great lover.
All right. That one.
Yeah.
I bet this next one to me gives big dick energy. Trent Reznor from Nine Inch Nails. I think, yeah. The recklessness he has, I feel like leads to big dick and kinky.
Yeah, and he was friends with Manson.
Yeah.
They hung out a lot.
He got huge. He got super jacked.
He did?
At a certain point, he was really, really jacked.
So he's probably on the testosterone, so he wants,
Yeah.
He wants to fuck.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so I'm saying good in bed, above average size penis.
Gio?
I think he's probably big and into kinky shit.
Right, he is. I want to fuck you like an animal.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, choke me out, and, punch me in the face type shit.
Once again, a pivot, though. He used to be a synth pop guy. Same as Ministry.
True.
Shannon?
It says, we hear he's quite the dildo connoisseur. He also likes role playing. We also hear Trent likes to be dominated once in a while and has mommy issues. His penis is reportedly about 7.5 inches.
Above average.
Good for him. Yeah. Hey, that's what I say. And finally, we have one that, to me, this is going to be the star of the show. John Dolmayan from System of a Down.
I love him.
Oh, that guy's got he's got like a 10-inch penis. And it's got like a beard like him.
I bet he actually hits the double bass with it. Like, his feet are in the air during solos.
It's another kickstand.
Shannon?
Yeah, he's an animal, lasts long.
Yeah.
And just openly a Trump guy and still in System of a Down is so funny.
Oh, yeah. He's breaking cervicals.
Hilarious. People ask him, and System of a Down's like, yeah, he's our He's literally one of their brother-in-laws.
Yeah.
Like, what, are we going to kick him out of the band because we didn't vote for the same guy?
Years ago in Vegas, he came to one of my comedy shows, and afterwards I was selling CDs, and he goes, what do you got? I want to get everything. Oh, here, just take it. He goes, no. Come on, man. I'm a big fan. He goes, listen, we sold 10 million records. Just take this $200. He just threw me like $200 on the table.
That's nice. Awesome.
But yeah, no, he's great. Yeah, because all the other guys in the band aren't Trump supporters.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, he's like, yeah, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, and he's married. I think he's married to Serge's sister.
Oh, he is?
I believe he might
okay.
be.
Serge Tankian?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So here we go, Shannon.
Massive cock.
Clip that.
Great in bed, but selfish. Loves to receive oral if you can get all of it in your mouth.
Oh.
But hesitant to reciprocate unless he knows you. Very dominant, but will not look at you while he's fucking you. Likes when you play with his balls. If you're a groupie and act like one, he will treat you with zero respect.
Fuck, I'm talking about. That guy is the champ.
Yeah,
I got one
that's
right
my
there.
Boy.
Never look a woman in the eyes when you're in bed. Never let
her
see you
when
you're
vulnerable. That was the answer for everyone going, gee, I wonder how big Arab guys fuck. I wonder how big Armenian lays it down.
Right.
Yeah, if you want to waddle home smelling like cologne.
Aftershave brute.
All right, well, thank you, Shannon. That was very fun. Let's do a little toy tonight. Tight. Or night. And this is where we discuss, we judge women.
Tight or night.
All right, let's see her.
Sorry, the load. It's taking a second to load there.
No problem. Hey, Shannon, this is a safe place.
Here you go. A little sound.
What the fuck?
All right, so for people listening, this is an otherwise pretty blonde.
It took me a second to notice the arm.
Who has?
That's how pretty she is.
A Toxic Avenger arm.
Yeah.
That's the only way I can describe. She has.
And that's not fake. That's an AI or anything.
I believe she's got a condition.
Yeah. She's like mid Nutty Professor.
Well, if she's going to jerk me off, I'd rather use the other arm.
Yeah.
not the.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if I'm
I'd
not looking.
Skinny arm.
If I'm not looking.
Honestly,
that might have some torque to it.
Yeah, but she's going to fucking. She might rip my
off.
Helmet off.
Honestly, though, because it just seems like a lot of fat, so it might be softer. It might almost be like a pocket pussy. Because, like, look at her hand. It's kind of like.
You're saying the swelling.
Yeah, yeah. Like, her hand has, like, more meat to it. Because it's not the arm you're fucking. Look at her hand.
So if you had a choice, which hand she would use, you would take the bigger arm.
I'll try both, but I would feel like the bigger one might have more grip to it.
I want to know where she keeps the big arm when she's jerking you off with the regular arm. Because if she's caressing your face and playing with your nipples with the big arm,
that's true.
You might go switch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right. That's a good point. Yeah. I don't want this creature arm coming at me.
You just got it's only doggy style. Doggy style, and then you look.
You yeah, see
look
that you barely notice there.
The arm.
So yeah, she's.
What's the condition?
That's a great question. Chad, does it say at the top of her profile what?
It doesn't, but I looked her up, and it said that it's just a vascular disability that she was born with. It doesn't have the actual name of it. Yeah, vascular malformation.
All right. Well, so what do we say? Toy tonight, but boy, bring her back up.
So the question is, would I still hit?
Yeah, would you? Yeah, I think. Shannon, that's a real rough one.
So
the arm's
sure
really in the
it.
Forefront there.
Yeah, it's like you get. It's like half the hug. It feels like a man hugging you.
Shout out to Roland in the chat. He says she looks like Mega Man.
Get the Mega Man arm. That Hellboy arm.
Somebody says just. Larry Holder says, just cut it off.
Just cut it off.
Yeah, because then you'll just be a hot amputee.
That's a cute pooper, though.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, only doggy style.
But then you're fucking her from behind, and she's like, yeah, no, fuck me hard. And she's smacking her own ass with her monster arm. See, that's the thing. Them. You can probably role play that she's been taken over by a monster. And you have to restrain that arm the whole time.
She's behind a wall.
Yeah. Like yeah. Oh, yeah. You find her behind a wall and you see the arm come in and grab her.
Help me.
Or you just had the arm come out of the closet.
Yeah.
Dude, What a great way to scare kids.
Right?
Dude, hide under the bed.
That arm come out.
Hide under the bed. Hide in the closet. And you just have that arm fucking thing from Adam Sandler its way out.
Dude, imagine just getting blown by her, and then all of a sudden you just feel those hands tickling your balls. And she's like, oh, fuck.
I would.
Yeah,
but I would tell her, is there any way you could leave your jacket on?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
or I don't see it. It might throw me for a loop.
Can you wear this baggy crew neck sweater?
Can you wear this Hot Topic hoodie with thumb holes?
Yeah. The thumb holes.
She'd be a great female wrestler.
Yeah.
She could use that fucking...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like Lex Luger had the plate in his arm.
Yeah, like Stan and Man Hansen. Remember you said the lariat?
Yeah.
That'd be great. That'd be a move, or finishing move.
She might fucking kill people with it.
Right?
Have you seen the arm wrestler Jeff Dabe?
No.
Shannon, can you look up Jeff Dabe? He's a professional arm wrestler, and I don't know what he has. Other than what I would call Popeye disease. And his fucking arms and he looks so silly. And he just murders dudes.
Yeah.
Shannon, did you find him?
Yeah, I'm just scrolling through this video. I'll just play it from here.
Doing all my chores. I carried what up and down the driveway when I was doing fast.
Yeah, you can probably find his Instagram.
The younger guys are fast.
Oh, shit.
It's already good. Yeah, so this guy, I want this guy to do power slap so bad and just decapitate someone and they have to close it.
He's going
to
remove somebody's jaw with that arm.
I have a bunch of friends. I said this right. I have a bunch of friends who just went down and did the combine for power slap for the next season. And he said it's like high tech. Like they're testing your neck strength. They're like doing like real something. Like they're really like making sure these dudes don't kill each other.
Yeah. Right.
But the one guy they have is fucking Simone. He's gonna murder everybody. Yeah, so this is him.
Yeah, but he's wrestling like
I like to
twinks.
See him arm wrestle another chick.
Yeah,
big arm.
Yeah. Dude, that would be that's
right.
That's like that tennis match between the guy and the chick that was the battle of the genders.
Oh, dude, imagine how loud that high five would be between them.
Look at that fucking.
That is insane.
He's got pictures of him on his Instagram as a kid that are fucking wild. Yeah, that's go down. See, there's him in like the 80s.
Wow.
But he's got pictures of him as like a child, and he's got these big. Yeah, there he is.
What the fuck? One looks bigger than the other one too. Look.
Yeah, so it's not like implants or anything. He's just there. See. He's just been yoked.
Yeah.
How do you discipline a kid like that?
He's just fucking, dude. You got to teach that kid quick.
Yeah.
I bet they went through a few cats.
Or put like an electrical an electrical collar to control him.
I'd be so, dude.
Oh, he's probably.
You really know, like,
part in wrestling.
It's hard to explain to people old man strength.
Yeah.
Like farm strength, like just life strength, not like weight strength. Like growing up wrestling. Like, one of the coaches would just be like, an old man. You're like, what are you going to do to me? And then he grabs you, and you're like, I'm fucked. But my coach was like a fucking alcoholic in his fucking 60s.
Right.
And he was fucking, he was so strong.
Yeah. Like, the grip. Like a lot of my family, like, grew up on the farms and shit, working in the field. And I had one uncle, he would straighten his finger and could break through a fucking drywall. Like, just break, like this. Boom! And poke a hole. He'll get drunk and do that shit. And I remember just like trying with two fingers and bending my fucking like fingers back. Like, how the fuck did he do that shit? Just bah! And his hands was gripping. He'll be like, try to bend my finger back with both hands. And he'll hold his hand like that. And I'll be using both hands trying to pull his finger back. And you wouldn't be able to get it back.
My grandpa was like
insane.
That. He was a welder for the Navy.
Yeah.
And he was just all, he had the big fucking forearms with the faded tattoos. So fucking, the only time, my dad, I've never seen do anything scary except one time a guy started mouthing off at the hardware store. I'm just talking shit to my dad's like kind of nerdy looking when he's got his work clothes on, but my dad's kind of yoked. He fucking picked up this big sledgehammer and my dad went like this and he tilted it and touched the tip of his nose with it and then put it back down on the ground. And the guy went, I'm good.
Yeah, these guys are like superhuman. Because that same, my same uncle.
I don't think my dad's ever been to, I've never heard my dad lift weights. My dad does calisthenics in the morning like it's the 20s.
Still?
Yeah.
Like jumping jacks and all that?
jumping jacks, squats, and push-ups.
Wow.
And that's all he does. And he's fucking, like, shredded on a fucking fishing boat. He also fucking strength, no like booze never in 40 years, probably.
Okay, yeah.
It's like they've never been to a gym. Like, how the fuck do you have a six-pack? And it's just like lifting bales of hay and shit. But yeah, that same Oak, I remember we was at the river once, and he was saying that there's like this little, like, cove or something in the river where it's like flowing fast. Now you can't, like, when we go to the river, we're at the part where it's shallow, because if you go where it's running, like flowing, it's going to take you. But he would jump in the part where it's dangerous. And he said he swims down. Like, I just saw him go down there, but he says there's like a little hole dugout where there's like shrimp. So he would jump in there, swim down with the current, grab a handful of shrimp and swim back up and just throw the fucking shrimp on the floor. And I'm like, yeah, anybody else would have tried to do that, they're going to drown.
Yeah, that's almost like, that sounds like Dominican noodling.
Yeah, it's Dominican Ethan Hunt.
They catch the fish.
Did he know that he could have just went to the store and bought a bag of shrimp?
No, they're poor, man. Yeah. They were poor as fuck.
That's the noodling when the rednecks put their whole forearm.
Yeah.
There's like hot redneck chicks that just do those videos. Love them. And we're going to actually leave on another hot girl video. This is my favorite body cam footage of the week. And then we're going to head out of here. But yeah, so this is a young woman who I believe might be getting a DUI, Shannon.
Yes.
My type of girl. Oh. I don't have a choice. You're under arrest. Have a seat in the car, please.
No, I'm not getting that car.
You have I'm paying her car. Bail. Why? I'm paying for the lawyer.
For driving under the influence.
This has got to be one of those times where they really hate that they all have body cams on. Because you know a deal would have been struck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Please have a seat in the car.
Show me how you suck a guy's cock.
Get in the car. Don't make this harder than it has to be. Go.
You don't have a choice. You're under arrest. Please have a seat in the car.
But I'm hot.
I'm sorry, but what in the test that we did just proves that I...
That could all be explained later, but you are under arrest, okay?
I'm not going to go under the arrest.
You have to have a seat in the car.
I'm not going in this car without knowing
you failed
what
the
I
test.
Did when I didn't fail no exams. Okay. I'm sorry. Accent.
Get into the car.
Have a seat in the car.
Ignorant, drunk.
We don't want to have to put you in the car.
I didn't fail my exam, so
okay.
I don't...
Have a seat in the car. Get in the car.
I'm not getting in this car without knowing what...
Get in the car.
Have a seat in the car. It's scaring me because I don't know what I did.
Okay.
When I didn't do anything.
Man, cops don't get to do anything anymore.
Sir. I am driving home to my family and I didn't do anything, so why are you...
Does she end up resisting to like a nipple pops out?
I didn't feel no exam, so okay. Why are you
have a seat
this?
In the car.
I don't
know. Now back in the day, pre body cam footage, it would have been listen, we're gonna give you a ride home. You're gonna be in the front with me.
Yeah.
My partner's gonna drive the car in the back. And then when we get to your house, you're gonna go in the car with him for a few minutes. And then you know what? We'll get we'll let you off with a warning. Yeah. Just we want to make sure you're home safe.
We're gonna give you two more.
They'll drop her off, and then as soon as they get off their shift, they go over to the house. I've had cop friends do that.
Yeah.
Come by in a few hours. But look, this is a hot chick that no guy ever says no to her.
Yeah, that's so, she's so confused by a situation.
She can't believe that this little white dude is like, no, you have to listen to me.
It's like when they talk at comedy clubs. And people are like, shut up. They've never been told.
Never.
Shut up before. Yeah.
Never. So she's like, are you kidding me? I get whatever I want. Look at these fake tits. And you're telling me I'm not doing it. So she was shocked. Like, I have to listen to this guy? I never do. I get my way every time.
Yeah, it's definitely like a system overload.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, the ugliest guy that I fucked looks better than you. Why are you not doing what I say?
Anything else interesting happen at the end of that, Shannon, or she just cries?
She just cries. There's like 20 seconds left. If you
yeah, we'll finish it.
Not fair, because I'm literally trying to become one of your stupid people respectfully.
Okay,
but
have a seat in the car.
That's not fair.
Listen, If you want to have a chance of listen,
because the guy,
if you want to have a chance of anything, listen to our instructions and have a seat in the car.
Have a seat in the car because you know what it is.
Have a seat in the car. We don't want to have to put you in the car.
You literally ruined your whole life, but you're not trying to.
I will say the body cams are at the right level for this.
Yeah, if whoever designed the body cam was like, you know what? It's a proud day.
That cop is even crouching down a little. So he gets a good shot. He knows exactly where it is.
All right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. That was today's show. Thank you so much for my guests, Gio Perez, Jim Florentine. Check them out. Support their podcast. Support them online. And thank you so, so much. We will catch you this Wednesday here on The Morning Zoo. Goodbye.
The fun's begun. No sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down. Just like your favorite old beef. Join the crew. It's Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. It's Zach Amico's.